Good morning, everyone. Welcome. We are so glad that each of you are here on this beautiful Lord's Day, this first day of the week, Sunday. And as we gather together, welcome to all those who are here in person, as well as those who are joining us online now or during the week. We're grateful for all of you being here and look forward to what the Lord has in store for us as we worship Him together. As always, offering is on the back table here in the sanctuary, as well as overflow. And online, dorseyvillealliance.org/give. Thank you for your faithfulness continually in giving. Just a reminder that as we have been going through this series on the fourfold gospel, that this is counting towards being a membership class. So if you have not become a member and you're interested in becoming a member, these messages hit on all of those. And so with the conclusion of the series today, if you are interested, there are membership applications out in the entryway. You can talk to me, and we can get you set up with that as we look forward to being able just to welcome more into our church family through that covenant of membership. A number of announcements that are in your bulletin, do just want to highlight two of them. One is that this Saturday, we will be having our peak reveal meeting. And so many of you took the time to do that peak survey profile assessment. We're grateful for that. The results will be shared this Saturday. So we're going to meet here in the sanctuary, 9 a.m. It is going to be probably about a 2.5 hour meeting. We will provide refreshments, but all are invited. And even if you were unable to complete that assessment, we would still welcome you to come because we want as many people to be able to kind of join in this process. It's not just one survey and hear results and okay, but it will set us off on a journey of probably 5 more meetings after that where we will seek to listen and discern what the Lord is saying to Dorseyville, our church family right now, and how He is leading us in the future. And we would love for as many in our church family who want to be a part of that journey of listening and then moving into the Lord's preferred future for us for kingdom advancement to join into that process. So welcome you into that this Saturday, 9 a.m. And I would say as well, if you're not able to come this Saturday, but you want to be a part of that journey, we can fill you in on what you missed as you would come in future meetings, and we will keep you up to date on what all those will look like. And also, men, save the date for our annual, say it with me, dinner. So it's a great outreach. Bring your friends, especially those who do not know the Lord or are part of a church family. 5 p.m. Saturday, March 28th. We'll be getting lots more details to you. Werner will be our speaker, so we look forward to that time. But men, be aware and put that on your calendar, circle that date, and we look forward to the time together as men on the 28th of February. So as we would come into this time of worship today, we've been looking at our alliance distinctives of Christ as our Savior, our Sanctifier, our Healer, and today, our coming King. And so as we would prepare our hearts for that word to be shared, I invite you to hear some of Jesus' words at the end of the scriptures, Revelation chapter 22. Jesus says this, "Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." The response of the Spirit and the church is to say this, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. Scriptures close with these words. He who testifies to these things says, "Yes." Jesus says, "Yes, I am coming soon." And our response is, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." We look and we will meditate on these truths today that Jesus is coming back. He promised he would, and all of the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. And so if he has promised, he will come back, and we want to watch and wait for his coming. But even as we gather this morning, we want to say, amen, yes, come, Lord Jesus, into this time. Until that moment where we see you with our eyes and we behold you face to face, Lord Jesus, open the eyes of our hearts that we might see you come, Lord Jesus, even as we look forward to your visible and personal coming. Come, Lord Jesus, into this time by your Spirit. Can you just say that with me? Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. And in that attitude, join me in prayer as we would welcome his Spirit to come. Lord Jesus, it is with great expectation and hope that we look forward and we wait for your appearing, your coming, personally and visibly to make all things right. That the dwelling of God would be with men. That there will be in that day the glory of King Jesus riding on the clouds. We look forward to that day as you come. And we say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. And in these moments as we gather, we say the same thing. Come, Lord Jesus, you are welcome here. That you would rule and reign in this space. That by your Spirit, you would open our eyes. That see, we would behold the beauty of the one who is coming. That we would behold the beauty of King Jesus, and that we would be transformed into his image and likeness from one degree of glory to another. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon us that we might see and welcome the presence of Jesus. And as we do, we know, Father, that it pleases you when we welcome your Son into our midst. We welcome you, Abba Father, to have your way, that your kingdom would come here in this space, in this time, as your will is done, here in this space, in this time, as it is in heaven. And so it is our desire, as we look forward and we wait for the appearing of Christ, that you, Jesus, would be pleased to move amongst us by your Spirit this day. We ask these things confidently and in expectation because you are a good King. You are a good Savior. You are a good Sanctifier. You are a good Healer. And it's our joy and delight to offer ourselves to you. We ask these things in the beautiful and powerful name of Jesus. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen.
Why don't you stand with me if you're able, if you feel led to. Darkness, we are waiting without hope and without light. Till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes. To fulfill the law and prophets, to a virgin came the word. From a throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King. The kingdom coming and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation, you did not despise the cross. For even in your suffering, you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation, Jesus, for your sake you died. Worship you. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty. morning that you rose.
In the morning that you rose, all of heaven held its breath. Till the stones moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead and praise you, God. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise the Father. Praise the Son. Praise the Spirit. Three in one. God of glory, majesty. Church of Christ was born, then the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel and shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of kings. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings.
Praise you, God.
Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings.
We're here to praise you, Father. We invite you. As Pastor Mark read, Lord, we say, even so come. Meet us here today, Lord Jesus.
There was a moment when the lights went out, when death that claims victory, the King of love had given up his life, the darkest day in history. On the cross they made for sinners, for every curse is blood atoned. When final breath in it was finished, but not the end we could have known. For the earth began to shake, and the veil was torn. What sacrifice was made as the heavens rolled? Oh, hail King Jesus. Oh, hail Lord of heaven. was a moment when the sky lit up. A flash of light breaking through. When all was lost, he tossed eternity. The King of Life, King of Life was on the move. From the earth began to shake. The veil was torn. What sacrifice was made as the heavens roared? All hail King Jesus. All hail save heaven and earth.
You, Father. If anybody feels led to lift just a word of praise to Him, to the Father up in heaven, I would urge you to do so now. Praise you, Father. You are the Lord of heaven and earth. To the glory of God the Father, we declare you are Lord. Just say that with me. To the glory of God the Father, we declare that you are Lord. To the glory of God the Father, we declare that you are Lord. To the glory of God the Father, we declare that you are Lord.
Oh, hail King. Oh, hail, Savior of the world. Oh, hail, Jesus.
Not sure if the words are back there. I don't remember if I left them in there, but I'm going to switch it up on you, Harry. We're going to sing Holy Forever. Praise you, God. Thousand generations. That's too high for me. I'm sorry. Maybe. Praise you, God. Thousand generations falling down in worship, sing the song of ages to the land. All who've gone before us and all who will believe, sing the song of ages to the land. Sounds like you know it. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all.
Yes, it does.
No dominions or power and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, oh. Creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Thousand generations falling down in worship, sing the song of ages to your land. Can you imagine? Can you imagine standing there? And all who've gone before us, and all who will believe, will sing the song of ages to the land. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. Praise you, God. All thrones and dominions, all power and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry, holy, all creation cries. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Holy, holy forever. Hallelujah. And if you've been forgiven, and if you've been redeemed, sing a song forever to the Lamb. If you walk in freedom, bear his name, sing a song forever to the land. Sing a song forever and amen. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all power and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy. Lift your hands to him. All creation cries, holy. All creation cries, holy. You are lifted high, holy, holy forever.
high. Holy, holy forever. You are lifted high. Holy, holy forever.
Forever, Lord. The Father, we declare that you are Lord. To the glory of God the Father, we declare that you are Lord. To the glory of God the Father, we declare that you are Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen. If you please remain standing for the reading of God's word as the children from kindergarten to sixth grade are dismissed to Children's Church. We're going to do two readings today, both from the book of Revelation. First from Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 6, and then also Revelation 22, verses 1 to 5. So if you'd turn with me in your Bibles or on your phone, or there are Bibles in the back of both the sanctuary and the overflow, reading from the book of Revelation, beginning with chapter 20, verses 1 through 6.